Good morning, Hopkins Junior High Intermediate Orchestra. Welcome to the CMEA Bay Section Area 2-3 Band and Orchestra Festival here at El Cerrito High School on the Cinco de Mayo 2012. My name is John Nordgren, Director of Bands and the Conductor of the Show Orchestra at Cabrillo College in Aptos, California, here to listen to your performance and make some comments. So far, it sounds very good, especially for an intermediate level group. I'm very impressed. Good intonation, and I'm hearing first seconds. Violas, cellos, basses. And the intonation is not bad at all. Nice job coming soft on the pianissimo, but didn't really feel as though it was soft enough, so that's something you could exchange a range of your dynamics at a softer pianissimo and piano and just make more contrast, you know, like that last bar, 58. Start a piano, you've got two beats to get to forte. That should be a huge, huge crescendo. So would have liked a lot more attack on those accents in bar 66, 67 in the violin especially, but also in the bass and viola, cello, lower basses. Well done. Very nice. Great piece. I did that with the band, actually, a while back. Same path to the Pacific. But well done. This is just lovely, very well done. Thank you. some intonation issues in the G natural in the cellos. Balance between the solos. Beautiful sound here. Very well done. The solo cello has a very good G. If everybody could find his pitch on that, that would be awesome in the cello section. So G has been uniformly bad this whole piece in the cellos. I really love the way you're hitting those pizzicatos together. It's very, very clean. It takes a lot of concentration to do that well. Beautiful. Well done. Yeah. I think you really won us all over with that. That was great. first violins could have brought out the part a little more from 65 through 71. It just, it's almost non-existent, so you could really do a little bit more with that. It's not a, that important a part, but it is kind of cool. This is where I'd like an even louder double forte. This should be pretty dramatic right here. Bases sound good. You're doing a good job. Got some bowing issues here, not together in the cellos. Be careful about that. Okay, really, really quite good. It's a very good orchestra for middle school. I mean, you know, most of my comments are about taking you to the next level, I think. And I'll note a couple things here. One thing is, especially in the cello section, but also in other sections, you can see that some of the more advanced players in the front are using full bows almost all the time consistently. And yet you go further back in the section, you see less and less bow being used. And that's kind of typical. And just a wake-up call to those of you in the outer rows, take a look at the lead players for a little bit and see what they do with their bow, because you'll be surprised that they're using so much bow all the time, and it really would help the whole orchestra and yourself if you did as well. So it's all about getting the best tone quality, and the more bow and the bow speed is really crucial for that. So I mentioned a couple of intonation problems. The G in the cellos wasn't so bad in the last arrangement, but the one before it was not as good, or the beginning one, I guess. Rhythmically it works pretty well. You guys tend to play well together. Could use a little bit more arranging dynamics, especially, you know, fortissimo and pianissimo, that type of thing. But very musical playing, just well done. And, you know, some nice selections, great look. You're getting good training, you're practicing hard, and it's paying off. And so I hope my comments are helpful getting you to this next level, and I wish you the best of luck. Thank you for listening.